Now in year number 6, it's a Yank on the Footy with Craig Wessels. Everybody sit back and enjoy a chat about the greatest game on the face of the earth. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I do hope you'll share it with your friends and family. Cheers!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 324 of A Yank on the Footy. I'm Craig Wessels, coming to you from Sandusky, Ohio, and I'm glad you're checking out this episode. Going to be diving into the tips for round 5 here in just a moment. I'm going to be joined by my mate, Mick Aussie. I do hope you'll head over to my website, yankonthefooty.com, where you can find everything about the podcast. And hopefully you'll get subscribed over there. And if you enjoy the show, hope you'll leave a 5-star review as well. It'd be a huge help to the show. And the biggest thing you can do is share an episode with your friends and family. Tell them how much you love it. That'd be a huge help. Get more earballs. Sorry to True Crime Garage folks. That's a line they use. I'm listening to their podcast just a few moments before I hit the record button today. Love their podcast. They do a great job with their show. Now, today's club of the episode are the Tatooine Hawks, football and netball club of the Mininera and District Football League. And the club's going to be celebrating their 100th anniversary this weekend on the 13th of April. They're having a huge gala to celebrate that, and you can find information about that on their Facebook page, which I will link in the show notes. And they'll be opening up their 2024 fixture at home on the 20th of April against the Werndue Mortlake Tigers. And I want to wish the Hawks, who, looking at their Facebook page, have a hawk caricature, of course, one similar to the Hawthorne Hawk, but then they have another one also that's the coolest looking little hawk that I have seen. It's got sunglasses on it. Looks like a pretty tough little bird there. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the tips, and I do hope you enjoy the episode.
All right, ladies and gents, I am joined by my mate, Mick Aussie, who is live up in Edmonton. How are you doing, Mick?
Yeah, good, mate. Wow, what a week, eh? Old Jeremy Finlayson said the wrong thing and the mayhem and craziness has started, but I got into it a little bit on last night with a guy on Twitter about it, but
yeah,
got to stay positive, so I try not to be negative even on Twitter.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, he got in trouble for saying something. Jordan Clark got in trouble for not saying anything, supposedly, now. And the Dockers ended up losing a game as a result of it.
Oh, man. Well, let's quickly talk. I'll give you my opinion on the Finlayson, but I want to be careful because I got an email back today from the top guy at AFL International, who I've talked to off and on for a year. So I want to stay mostly positive.
Right.
But basically, I got very upset that the double standards, I think Alistair Clarkson, the actual word that Clarkson said is slightly not as bad, apparently, as what Finlayson said. But I believe the overall thing that Clarkson did was worse, because he had 3 to 5 minutes to think about what he was going to do, whereas Finlayson said it spur of the moment, off the cuff. Sure, he shouldn't have done it. So for that reason, I think that Clarkson, what he did was actually worse, and the double standards of he got a suspended sentence, Finlayson got 3 games. And again, it's about a bit of the boys' club, because as we know, Clarkson, didn't he do contract work after Hawthorne?
I think so.
Finished coaching? Yeah, he did some contract work for the AFL. So
yeah,
double standards is what upset me, and good on Paul Marsh of the AFLPA going hard. Exactly, pretty much what I said just then.
Yeah. It is. It's kind of a sad situation. And again, you know, I'm not somebody who is ever going to advocate for, you know, throwing that type of terminology around. You know, in the present day now, did people our age refer to our friends or our mates with that, you know, kind of tongue in cheek when we were younger? Yeah, I think we could both say we certainly. Now, this is the one thing I want to ask you, being a native Australian. And again, I'm not condoning what Jeremy Finlayson did. I'm not saying, hey, that should get tossed around all the time. But for a country that tends to, I don't hear it a lot, but it used to get used an awful lot. But for a country that used to toss around that 4-letter C word, like confetti, like it was confetti, and not to seem to have a problem with that. To now, you know, I guess I know it's 2024, and I understand that, and I'm an old man, and you can see that by the gray beard that I have in here. But I'm looking at all of this stuff happening. I'm thinking, man, that word just used to get tossed around all the time, and it was, you know, in many ways a term of endearment. In a way, you know, you would refer to your mates as that, if I'm not mistaken. And please correct me if I'm wrong there.
Just give me a minute on this, and I'll go as hard as I can. Yes, we say that. I've even got a fella here in Edmonton. He says it to me all the time, and it's like, yeah, you can call your mates a C word. In Australia, when I was younger, you call each other poofters. Poofs is a joke, right? It's like razzing people up. You can't say that now, and you can't say the maggot word that Finlayson said. So, but I don't want to go too woke.
Right, right.
I like Damien Barrett and Hutchie, but to me, they're too middle-aged men that are too wokey, and they got to be. I don't want to go that way either. But to me, if Finlayson did say it to a gay person, that's actually worse than saying it to who he did say it to, who apparently is not gay. Uh-huh. So sure, he shouldn't have said it. Now, should have we given him a bit of leniency because he's been under a lot of stress with his wife having cancer? I think so, but that's just my opinion. But yeah, they got to make a big example. And sure, back when I was playing, only some people would sledge about your mother or sister to try and get under your skin. It didn't happen a lot because most people just want to play football, right, win. Right. And if you upset an opponent, sometimes that can be worse, you know? So I don't know. I don't want to go too wokey on it either, you know?
Well, and let's be honest. When you were playing the game, you had every opportunity, and I'm going to use a technical term here, you had every opportunity to get out there and knock your opponent's dick in the dirt. You know, if you wanted to, if something was said, you could say things by your actions. You know, you could sledge on somebody, but then you could literally sledge on someone too, which, you know, that sort of thing doesn't happen in the game as well now either. I mean, and again, I am not advocating, you know, tossing around language like that at all, but
where's it going to stop? Like, well, if I say to my opponent, God, you got a bit of fat around your guts, like, where's it going to stop? So that's the big issue. And it's just, sure, you can't be doing homophobic, you can't be doing race, or you can't be doing religion. Keep away from those three things.
Right.
Still razz up your mate as part of the Aussie culture. But we all got to be careful. We know that, right? So,
yeah. Yeah.
I just don't want to go too wokey and too overboard on it. And I don't know. I'll talk you off air about something else, I think.
And that's okay. Now, we do need to look back real quickly at last week. You went 9-0 for the week. I should have, you know, I went 8-1. And, you know, for those of you who didn't listen last week, the game that I got wrong, I thought, and it's actually dealing with our first game of this week, I thought the impact of the news about things not staying in Vegas was going to impact Brisbane more than it did, and that the Roos might be able to steal a game. Well, the Roos, they got their asses kicked last week. You know, they got punched right in the pouch, if you will.
Wow.
You know, so I mean, that was an ugly, ugly loss there. And you know, that was on the tail end of me, you know, picking Richmond over Sydney the week before. So, and just wait, I have one of those coming up again this week as well. So,
all right.
You know, and I'm glad you brought up one thing about the gather round. You know, real quickly before we dive into the games, because I know we're kind of on a tight schedule here tonight. There's a lot of clamoring going on from Victorian media and people involved in the game from Victoria who are lamenting the fact that Port Adelaide and the Crows are getting an extra home game, which I find somewhat laughable from some of the clubs who, you know, seldom have to leave the confines of the MCG. You know, it's, you know, we don't want you to, you know, you have to play in your backyard. There's stranger danger out there or something like that going on. So some folks have said that, you know, maybe Port and the Crows should play one another during the gather round. What do you think about that?
No, that's a load of crap. You need that to stand alone, massive event. Yeah, you know, Melbourne, I've told you this before. There's too many arrogant people in Melbourne, especially media. They think they own football. They think they're the center of the friggin' universe. Then it's all crap. Like, screw them. Adelaide's done an amazing job. Give it to Adelaide for 10 years and don't make 2 or 3 a year. No, just keep it as it is. Keep the opening round what they did. Keep the gather round as it is. And give the Western Australian teams a couple of little benefits or something. Because, yeah, they're a bit disadvantaged. Not the Melbourne team. Screw them.
Okay. Okay. I really wanted to get your take there. And I'm not
you got it.
Saying one way. Yeah, I did, didn't I? Yeah, exactly.
You know, oh, why is this? The South Australia went and did an amazing job. The Premier got the event. Sure, they pay for it, but the money comes back fivefold. Mm-hmm. Melbourne stole the Grand Prix of us, off us 30, 25 years ago. So stuff them. Why would you want to? Why do you think I drive for a living? Who wants to do business these days? You do something really good and someone else would come and steal it from you. It's absolute rubbish.
That's a good point. Well, let me ask you this then as a follow-up and then we'll jump into the games. What if a compromise was that the Crows and the Power played a third time during the gather round? Made that like a third
keep
game
it,
of the season?
Nah,
okay,
nah, keep
that's
it
fine.
Separate. It's one of the best rivalries in sport. Well, when the Crows were good.
Well, I mean, we'll get into that here in just a few minutes now, won't we? So the first game this weekend coming up tomorrow morning, our time, we've got the D's hosting Brisbane. And I've been wrong about both of these clubs because I had the D's out of the 8 and I had Brisbane winning the grand final. And it sure made me look like I screwed that up as well. Although it is early, Brisbane certainly could turn this around. They are playing at the MCG. No, Kazi Pickett, he's suspended for one round, and I'm going to get the name wrong, but Colton Tholstrup is going to be debuting in his place. Lachie Neal playing game 250. D's have won 4 in a row. I'm going with the D's to win this one. They're starting to prove me wrong, and I tip my cap to them because they're playing pretty darn good football right now.
Yeah, you're right. Look, they're favored by 15.5 points. Good on that young kid, Colton. He's only 18. To be 18 and make your debut in the AFL, you've got to be something special. Number 13 pick he was from Western Australia. So good luck to him. I'll take the D's to win just, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it might be an upset. So if you're a betting person, Lions to cover that 15.5. And I actually hope they win, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, you know, I am looking forward to BT on the call tomorrow night with this young man in his first game. Because Tholstrup is not an easy name to pronounce. In fact, I'm probably getting it wrong right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But that should be fun to watch him tomorrow night or tomorrow morning when I get to school with that one then. So we've got the Bulldogs hosting the Essendon Bombers. And if you didn't listen to the episode last night, I asked Dave Lloyd, who's a huge Port Adelaide supporter. We talked about the gather round kind of from a holistic standpoint. What was the best game of the round? And I told him, I said, he can't pick Port Adelaide because Essendon decided to disqualify themselves from contention for that game. God, they were bad last week also. The Bulldogs played a solid game against the Cats. You could argue that could have gone either way, most definitely. What are you thinking on
yeah,
this?
That's one game I watched, the Dogs and the Cats, absolutely. I'm not convinced at all that the Bombers are any better. Dylan Shields still running around the VFL. Yeah, they lost by 69 points to the Power. Wow. I like the Dogs, eh? I think they might be a chance to start to make a bit of a run. They've beaten the Bombers lots lately, definitely the last 3 and quite a few more than that. Young Darcy, Luke Darcy's boy, Sam, rising star. Rory Lobb still can't get a team. What a bad recruit. That's stupid. They got so many tall forwards. No wonder Lobb, that's crazy recruiting him. Anyway, McRae's on the outer. Daniels is being snubbed as well. But I think the Dogs are on the up. I like them to win and probably cover the 14.5.
I'm going with the dogs on that as well. And I did see a story or a post last week that talked about how the, you know, that the Bulldogs had like $5 million playing in the VFL or as their emergency, you know, substitute, because, you know, these guys are not getting in a game. You know, Bailey Dale, Rory Lobb, you know, who still, yeah, I think was the second best, you know, James Bond villain, especially after he dyed his hair blonde. I'm going with the Bulldogs here. I think this is a really good club. And they can come at you from all angles. They can score from all over the ground. I think they're a pretty good side. And we then get into the trip to the ACT for GWS hosting St. Kilda. The Saints have got a rather lengthy injury list. What's new there? They should get Dougal Howard back this week. Sounds like Braden Pruce might be back for the Giants if he gets selected as well. You know, the Giants, they've got a huge percentage, but again, they played some of the lesser clubs so far this round. I'm going with GWS to win this one by about a goal and a half, but I think you could argue that this might be the game of the round, you know, along with the Melbourne and Brisbane game.
Yeah, look, the Saints, eh? They got up over the Tigers, and that was one I thought could have been an upset. I did pick the Saints. Dad liked the Tigers, and they nearly got up. One goal till halftime at Norwood Oval. And what Ross Lyon said, we were aliens in the first half. That's pretty funny, eh? They're favoured, the Giants are favoured by 19.5. Toby Green, eh? 5 goals. Good on him. Coniglio, best player. Hey, you want your missus to start watching? Maybe she should watch Cullen Ward, who might be back from a shoulder injury. That guy looks like a movie star or what, eh?
Yeah. I mean, this is a good side. And who knows? You know, maybe this is a club that, you know, and again, it's early. There's a lot of things that could happen, but is this a club that you could see that could you know, basically run the entire race with the entire fixture being the metaphor for the race? Could they run in first place the entire race?
Oh, look, they're a big chance. They got some depth, haven't they? And my dad just texts me the tips, but I can't read them anyway. Yeah, no, they're looking good, aren't they? At Manuka, that's in Canberra, isn't it?
Yeah,
the capital city of Australia. All the government workers, eh? Do they work?
Well, they're. I did say last night in the episode that I did that it's not my place to comment on politics within the country, because it's none of my business. So, I'm not going to speculate as to whether or not they work or not. You're born and raised there. I'm going to allow you to comment on that. Now, if it was here. No, they don't do a goddamn thing here. And that's coming from a government teacher for the last 30 years. We could get rid of 65% of our government and still have too much of it.
In terms of the
whole bureaucracy. That's simply saying we could reduce the size of government by a whole bunch and we would still be just fine.
Absolutely. And I can't vote here, but I lived in Ottawa, and it's a disgrace. Anyway, I'll take the Saints to cover. Giants to win.
Now, we have your Crows. Yes, they're your Crows, heading to Marvel to face off against Carlton. Now, your Crows tend to play pretty well at home, but let me ask you this. Do you think that it's actually a good thing now that they're getting out of town and going on the road, that this might be something that allows them to kind of rally together a little bit?
No, because they're terrible on the road. the Blues are favored by 23.5. I hope to see the Crows. I hope they pick that Lachie Gallant. He's played forward pocket, forward flank off and on. He shows a bit of ability but can't get a game. Well, maybe Daniel Curtin, the high draft pick from the West, might get a game. Oh, man, the Crows. I'll be honest, mate. I did a little edit from our show where I picked them ninth. A lot of people had them in the eighth. Looks like ninth could be too high. They just got no system.
I had them fifth.
They're terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, I had them fifth. Keep in mind, I had them fifth, and I had Brisbane winning the grand final, and I had the D's outside of the eight. So what the hell do I – why am I doing this? What the hell am I talking about?
Nah, look.
But, yeah, I'm going with Carlton.
It's hard.
You know, it sounds like Sam Walsh is going to be back this week, coming back from his back injury. Yeah, you know, the Blues, I think, are going to stay undefeated here. I've got them winning this one by like 2.5 goals. I think the Blues are too good of side. And, you know, you've kind of got the, you know, the Cats, the Blues, and the Giants, in a way, they're kind of playing against one another over like the next three rounds. Cause I think the Giants have the Cats and the Cats and the Blues coming up here soon, or maybe it's Carlton that has the Giants and the Cats that's coming up here soon. And then,
yeah.
So they're starting to pick one another off here. Okay.
Yeah, look, I might take the Crows to cover that 23.5. But hey, congratulations to Patrick Cripps for his wife or partner having a baby. You know what annoys me? When someone says, oh, Patrick Cripps had a baby. He didn't have a baby. His wife or female partner had the friggin' baby.
Well, but, you know, when you start just speaking, you know, common sense, that just lets people know that you're over the age of about 45. So, you know, when you say things like that.
That annoys me. Oh, yeah. Patrick Cripps had a baby. No, he didn't. He didn't have the baby. Anyway.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. Now, the Port Adelaide, what are they called? This week, should we go with the Power? We'll go with the Power. The Port Adelaide Power are hosting the Fremantle Dockers this week, and the Dockers are returning to the scene of the crime. And last week's gut-wrenching loss to the Blues. It sounds like Sean Darcy might be back this week for the first time this year. They're going to be without Michael Frederick. And you have to wonder, and I remember what Duck said during the Fremantle preview with me earlier this year, that, you know, if Darcy plays 5 games or less, Luke Jackson's going to win the Brownlow.
Whoa.
How is Darcy going to be coming back going to impact Luke Jackson? Because, you know, Jackson has been phenomenal, you know, as a standalone ruck, if you will, you know, playing his game without Darcy there. How is he going to be impacted by this, and who you got in this one?
Oh, mate, it should help him. Darcy's a great player, and you can put Jackson on the wing or half forward. You know, if Jackson doesn't play quite as well, who cares if Darcy's playing well? Oh, look, Jordan Clark. Yeah, like, I'm going to say this word. I won't say the homophobic words that Clarkson or Finlayson said, but he said to the umpire, although he reckons he said it to himself, he called him a fucking idiot. Like, and that was the goal that then the Blues got. Yeah. Well, James Brayshaw said he was standing in the entrance with the Dogs players, uh-huh. And he reckons he heard it and saw it from like 50 meters away that the ball was touched. Anyway, I'll take the Power. They're favored by 18.5. I think the Dockers might get close. Good game, isn't it?
It is, and I think without Finlayson there, I'm going with Fremantle to win this one. I'm thinking Fremantle is gonna look at this and say, this may be the last time that we're playing in Adelaide this year, and God damn it, we're gonna come out of there with a win if we have to just go bludgeon the other team this week, because we're gonna leave no doubt, because they you could argue they should have won the one last week against Carlton. You know, yeah. And you played the game. If when you had a situation where you had, you know, you had a brain fade, a brain fart, as I would sometimes call them, or you just fucked up, you made a mistake. Did you ever find yourself admonishing yourself, and where you're basically standing out there, you dumb son of a bitch, why the hell did you do that? I mean, did you ever say that kind of thing to yourself while you were playing the game?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so you know, if that's the case, and I was also reading some articles on you know, on Code Sports and such, where the umpire basically said that he didn't really hear anything then. So if he didn't actually hear anything, how do you not just chew that fucking whistle to bits and not blow the damn thing?
It's a conspiracy, mate. It's a favoring the Melbourne teams. There you go. Poor old Perth teams. I'm a favorite. I like Perth. I like Perth and City. Yeah, it's favoring the Melbourne teams.
I guess we need to take a moment here and discuss, how does this impact the Kennedy assassination? If we're going to start talking conspiracies, we've got to link them all together. Okay, we got to link them all together here. We're gonna bring them all in here. Okay. So yeah, I'm going with the Dockers to win this one. I just think that right, you know, that this is a really, really solid club right now. And as you said, Darcy's coming back in. And I was just speculating what's going to happen. You know, Duck is a much, much better expert on the Dockers than I will be in 10 lifetimes. So, you know, I'm really curious to see what happens here. And I just think without Finlayson, it might hurt them a little bit. You know, a couple great midfields, though, going against one another.
Pal Pepper might be back, but hey, this is funny. Dad grew up like, and when you grow up in South Australia, you either love Port Adelaide in the SANFL or you can't stand them.
Uh-huh.
So Dad back for the Eagles and one of those people that can't stand Port Adelaide. He actually said to me, he says, "Oh, it hurt me to say it, but that Connor Rosie's a very good player." Yeah. I laughed at him.
Well, and Horn Francis has been playing pretty well recently as well. I mean, this is So we've got two clubs that played solid games last week, but both came up on the losing end with Gold Coast hosting Hawthorn. And before we get into talking about the game, did you see the quote from Dimmer this week?
No.
Where he said, I need to size it up a little bit more so I can read it a little bit more readily, where he said, "You veterans ain't getting back in for a little while because these kids are about to go bang. It's going to happen. It's going to happen quick at the Suns." Oh, I'm sorry. That was David King saying that about Gold Coast. That wasn't Dima. That was David King saying that. Basically, you know, because he made 7 changes last week. So that wasn't Dima. That was David King that said that. And it was a pretty gutsy move to bring in basically 7, you know, youngsters, many of them playing their first game. And they played pretty darn well last week.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah. I mean, they fell behind, but they battled back. And you know, I'm going with Gold Coast to win this one by about 10 points, mainly because they're at home. You know, Hawthorn played a very solid game. They've got some good veterans in some spots around the ground. I just think Gold Coast is going to take this one.
Yeah, look, I'll go the Suns as well. They're favored by 24.5. I'll take the Hawks to cover that. And while we're talking the Hawks, good to see that Hardwick move from the back to the forwards and kick 4 goals.
Yes, yeah.
What about Ginnivan? I mean, I've given it to Ginnivan over the years. I thought he's a little smart ass, but he can play, and he played smart. And what about, we saw during the week some footage of the Magpies players getting coached to tackle properly. They grabbed him around the neck at that first free kick. It was Lubinsky and then Mitchell. 2 of them grabbed him around the neck. How stupid was that? And right at the 28 seconds left to go, little Nick Dacos grabbed him around the neck as well. I would have paid that, and Ginnivan could have had a shot and goal and won it. Mm-hmm. The free wasn't paid, but as an umpire, and I've umpired, if I saw that clearly, even though it didn't restrict him a lot, he still grabbed him around the neck. So
the
Magpies were very, very lucky.
If they had gotten away with that win, that doesn't matter what happens the rest of the season, that might have been the biggest upset of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, that might very well have been. Well, except for, you know, me picking the Ruse to beat the Lions last week. which I'm not going to let myself forget about that one. So we head down to Geelong, GMBHA Stadium, where the Cats are hosting North Melbourne. I'm going with the Cats to win this one by about 4 goals, probably more. Where are you going on this one?
Oh, mate, they're favored by 55.5. If they're trying hard, like, they could go out and party till 4 a.m. and still beat the Kangaroos at their home ground. Very impressed with the Cats. Seeing the Crows are going so bad, the Cats are now back to my second favorite team. I was very upset with Dangerfield for a while, but I suppose I've got over that. And I'm a Cats fan, absolutely. I like Jeremy Cameron. I like some of their older players, and I like their young players that they're grooming. They're looking very, very good. So I'm glad that, well, you and I both had them in the 8 when a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
So that's one pick that we're looking good on. Oh, look, they'll win. They might cover the 55 if they play the whole game.
I would love for them to do that. I mean, I would love to see them tack on some percentage here. I mean, that would be wonderful if they did that. Okay. Last game of the round, we've got the West Coast Eagles hosting Richmond. And Richmond almost got over the line with St. Kilda last week. And West Coast actually took a halftime lead into the changing rooms with the Swans last week. So Liam Ryan is likely to be back in this week. What are you thinking on this one?
Well, I haven't gone for an upset yet. And all the favorites won last week. I'm going to wait until I see the final teams and listen to a couple more people. Tigers are favored by 18.5. They beat Eagles by 38 over there in Perth on July the 16th last year. Look, at this stage, I'll tip the Tigers, but Friday night with Gabe, I might change my pick to the Eagles. There you okay. go. Eagles to cover.
Yeah.
If they can stop Shea Bolton, but he's from Western Australia. He'd have all his family over there, so don't be surprised if Shea Bolton continues his great form.
Okay. I am going to go with the Eagles on this one. This is the one I thought would be the kind of the upset here.
Yep.
I think at home, I think you have to look for the positives when you can. And they played a phenomenal first half against the Swans, and they just kind of faded. They're going to be back home. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with them on their home deck against this club. You know, the Tigers, you know, you're still down Lynch. The stories that are rumbling around that it sounds like it's bullshit, but that Dusty is ready to step away from the game immediately. Well, I don't think that's the case, but it's being talked about. And, if he sees that, is that something that's going to, is that going to distract him at all? I doubt it, but it may be in the back of minds of some of the other people, just like, what happened in Vegas stuff. I'm going with the Eagles. I just have this funny feeling that they're going to get that win and dump, the ruse and the Hawks behind them on the ladder.
Yeah, look, I might, mate. I'm going to leave that pick right up until Friday, 8:30. I'm tempted to go for an upset because I haven't gone for many upsets lately. Uh-huh. But I just want to be consistent, like I said, and I want to be near the top of these competitions and then take some risks at the end of the year. But what about Harley Reid? He broke 7 tackles. That's one off the record of 8 of Dusty Martin and someone else. So the Tigers still aren't too bad, mate. Their young kids are good. So could be a close one.
Yep. All right. Have you got time today for our slang terms, or should we hold on to those for next week?
No, let's go. Yeah, all good.
Okay. I've got a couple of them here that are one is a little odd, but so the first one, Joe Bloggs, BLOGGS. Who is Joe Bloggs?
Joe Bloggs is just like a mate, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just an ordinary guy. Yep, like a hypothetical average or ordinary guy. Yep, I'll give you that one. Okay. All right. What does it mean to squib? To squib, S-Q-U-I-B.
To squib is to dob someone in, is to report them, to dob them in. You didn't know that word, though, did you? To squib is to squeal on someone, report them to the boss or something like that.
Maybe, but that's not the definition that I found. So you may very well be right, but what I found was it said, and maybe you could apply and say this is actually correct, to behave in a cowardly manner or to back down. So the cowardly manner is if you're going to go behind somebody's back and rat them out, you can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably similar. Yeah.
Now this one is really obscure. You may not get this one. What is a Hills hoist? A Hills hoist.
Well, Hills hoist is actually a brand of a backyard where you hang your washing out, and Hills is actually the company. They were in South Australia.
Wow. I did not think you would get that one. I am impressed. I am impressed. Yeah, it's a rotary clothesline.
There you go.
I am applauding you on that one there, sir. I am. Wow. Okay. All right. The last two, there's a theme to this one, I guess. What does it mean to chuck a wobbly?
Chuck a wobbly?
Yeah.
Like go crazy, spit the dummy, just lose the plot.
Yep. Fit of temper. Yep. Panic, that type of thing. Yeah. Yep. Now, is there another, and we're going to reverse this. Is there another term that kind of means the same thing? Because I'm giving you kind of the definition here and asking you to give me the term. And it's a three word term.
See, what, if you know the opposite.
It means the same thing. It's another one that kind of means the same thing, to lose one's temper. What's another phrase for that? See if you get the one.
Go crazy, go mad, lose the plot. I don't know.
Well, I'll give you a hint. The first word is do.
Do a bender.
Not the one I have written down, but do your lolly.
Oh, yeah, that'd be right. Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay. Yeah, so yeah. Not bad. So you got. I'm going to give you 4.5 on this one. So that's pretty good. I'm really
impressed. Do you know what a lolly is?
Is it like a lollipop, like a sucker?
Nah, it's a lolly. We call them here sweets, like candy.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just, I'm thinking about the ones with the stick. Yeah. Okay, so before we wrap up there, sir, where can people find Mick Aussie and his work?
All right, mickaussie.tv and a whole AFL section with my shows with Gabe and links to your show and country footy and everything. So that's pretty big. mickaussie.tv/AFL. And then Friday night on Sports Grid TV, Sirius XM channel 159 with Gabe Morency, we do the AFL picks and against the spread and my best bets. And that's 10:40 Eastern on Sports Grid TV, sportsgrid.com, based out of New York.
All right. All right. Well, any last words of insight for us before we go, sir?
Just realize that we might be the last generation that actually has a voice box, because in future generations, I don't think you'll be allowed to say anything or you can't talk. So maybe just appreciate the fact that we as humans can talk right now, because, you know, what Finlayson said wasn't good. He shouldn't have said it, but where's it going to stop? Can't you say and what can you say? So maybe just be glad that we can all talk to each other.
So are you saying we should all learn the subtle art of the golf clap?
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
You know, quiet little clap there, you know, and yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Where's it gonna end? Like, you can't look at a girl the wrong female the long way. You can't say the wrong, which is okay, but just, we gotta all relax a bit and not take everything so to the heart, right? You know,
I did see a Jimmy Carr, the comedian, has a new special that's going to be on Netflix pretty soon. That was commenting about how, you know, telling a joke and how people get offended by it, and where he's going to where he had said, you know, he said, well, after I get canceled, I'll come out in a week and I'll say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And people are going to say, well, you didn't really mean that. And he's going to go, wait a minute, you mean I can say something that I don't really mean?
Yeah.
You're catching on now, aren't you?
How could you be a comedian these days? You'd be absolutely shitting your pants every night that someone's going to sue you, right?
You know, I think, and I did some open mic stand-up years ago. I never got paid for it. I did it for fun. It was a little hobby I had. I didn't do it a long time, but I had fun doing it. I tell my students when they have to do like a presentation in class, they're, you know, a lot of students, high school students, are mortified to get up in front of class and speak. And I tell them, I said, you know, well, you've always heard that saying about, you know, what you're supposed to do when you're in front of an audience. They said, oh yeah, you're supposed to picture your audience in their underwear. I said, well, guys, when I used to go up on stage, I would picture the audience picturing me in my underwear. And I knew that image that was in their head was making them a hell of a lot more uncomfortable than I was being up in the front of on the stage. So I felt a lot better than they did, because they were all going, oh God, him in his underwear? Yuck.
Well, Wow, I've learned something. You did stand-up comedy. That's impressive.
A little bit.
That'd be nerve-wracking, man.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I mean, and that's one of the fun things about being a teacher is you get to, you know, you get, and if any of you who are prospective teachers, my daughter's a teacher. The semester before I student taught, I took a theater class. And I'll tell you what, I learned more about being a teacher from that theater class than I did from any of my education classes, because you can be the smartest person. You can be the most, you know, the most organized. You can have the most knowledge about your subject material. But if you're going to get up in front of a bunch of kids and you're absolutely fucking mortified and you can't convey a message at all, you're not going to be terribly effective. You have to be comfortable in front of other people. And that's one of the things we don't do very well. We don't talk to one another very well anymore.
No,
we don't communicate well with one another. And as I tell my students, we tend to talk at one another. To me, it's like you know, we've become, it's almost like conversation is like a boxing match now. Rather than listen, you know, speaking and listening to comprehend, we're listening to wait for us to be able to throw our next verbal punch, if you will.
Yeah. Look, I get so upset when certain people automatically disagree with you, whatever you say. So I'm very careful of how I ask the question. That's what it is. It's all about how you ask the question or right. say something. Because
right.
I hate it when people just always will be critical of you. And like I said last night on Twitter, this guy got into me when really sure, the actual word that Finlayson said was worse than the actual word that Clarkson said. But I basically meant the whole, everything he said was worse. And that's the trouble with Twitter. People take everything so literally. And sure, he was right, but I was right. You know what I mean? So anyway.
Keep in mind, I lost my entire fucking Facebook page 2.5, almost 3 years ago now, because I had the audacity to use the word punch in a post. I was talking.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You think that's right?
It got shut down the next day because I was taught, you know, the Cats had played the Magpies and the Magpies had led the entire game and the Cats came back and won it at the end of the game. And I said that game reminded me of the plot of Rocky III, where Rocky allowed Clubber Lang to punch himself out and then come back and win the fight in the last round. And I get up the next day, my fucking Facebook page is gone. I mean, I had 1,200 followers on the podcast page and 1,500 friends on there, you know, former students and that sort of thing. I lost every bit of that. I'd never got it back. I had to rebuild the whole damn thing from scratch.
Yeah, that sucks. Anyway, I got to go, mate.
Okay, man. All righty. You have a great day, sir. You have a great day. Cheers.
All right, there are the tips for round 5. You'll have to let us know where we are right and where we are wrong. And it's going to be a great weekend again. You know, we've got one bye game, if you will, one group of clubs, Collingwood and Sydney, who are not playing. So there's round 5. You know, I'm really looking forward to this round. There was great footy last week in the Gather Round. And if you did not check out my discussion with Dave Lloyd, big Port Adelaide supporter. I hope you'll check that out because we talked not necessarily about the Gather Round per se in terms of the play in each of the games, but we talked about more of a holistic, what does Gather Round mean to South Australia and what has it done for the economy and the community and the area and how can it be expanded? So I do hope you'll check that out. That episode came out just yesterday on the 9th of April. So folks, look out for one another. Check up on your friends. Give them a call. Reach out to them. If you need to talk to somebody, please reach out. You're very, very important. Those numbers, in case you do need to talk to somebody, are in the show notes of every single episode of the podcast. Please utilize them if you feel the need to do so. I love you checking out the podcast, and I'd really like you to stay being here. So, folks, remember, you can find everything related to the podcast over at my website, ayankonthefooty.com. You can get on the mailing list. I hope you'll subscribe. You can leave a review. If you enjoy the podcast, that would be a huge help as well. Leaving that 5-star review gives me some street cred with people because, again, here's, you know, one of a handful of Americans talking about this game that I love and that you're sharing with me and with Donnie and with the Castle Brothers. So we truly appreciate you doing that, but would give some street cred to us if you'd leave that 5-star review over there, and also if you'd share an episode with your friends and family as well. If you want to help out the podcast, of course, you can click on that Buy Me a Coffee button. And links to all my socials are over on my website as well. You can find each and every one of those there. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, at Yank_on X. I'm there a lot. I'm on Facebook a lot as well. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks for the kind words. Truly, truly appreciate hearing from you. It's absolutely wonderful. And I like it when you correct me when I've made a mistake, and I've made many of them. But ladies and gents, I certainly do hope that your dribble kick never, ever hits that post. And until next time, I will catch you later. And this has been episode 324, the round 5 preview. I'm glad that you listened. I'm glad you've checked it out. And I do hope you'll consider sharing the episode with your friends and family. And until next time, cheers and goodbye.